Corey, you wrote a piece for Columbia Journalism Review a couple of weeks ago called Orphan Counties and a Battle Over What Local News Really Means. This is about Durango and La Plata County. What's the problem?
So this was really kind of the first national story looking at the plight of orphan counties across the nation. And one of them, actually two of them, are in Colorado, La Plata County in the southwest corner of the state and Montezuma County. What makes them orphan counties is that the people who live there who are satellite subscribers, who have Dish Network or DirecTV, get their local news on TV from TV stations in Albuquerque, New Mexico, instead of Colorado. So orphan counties, and there are dozens of them across the country, they're counties that don't receive news about their home state. They receive news from local TV stations in the state next door.
So on June 13th, the FCC acted. What did they decide?
They decided something that has kind of been on their docket for years. Because people in La Plata County, residents there who couldn't get Denver TV news and wanted it, they wanted political news primarily because they weren't getting it from New Mexico. Some people were complaining to the FCC that they thought politicians in New Mexico represented them because they see them on TV all the time. Well, Colorado's congressional delegation reacted to that. And for years, Senator Mark Udall and Senator Michael Bennett, more recently Scott Tipton, and Republican U.S. Senator Cory Gardner have been kind of putting pressure on the FCC to do something about it. And years ago, Michael Bennett helped write a tweak to federal law that allowed that would allow a county government like La Plata to petition the FCC and say, hey, if we want Denver TV, can we at least get it instead of just getting broadcasts from New Mexico because they're in the Nielsen company's DMA, which is called the designated market area. It's where the private Nielsen data analytics and ratings company puts the counties, and that's what made them an orphan county. The FCC just adopted those DMAs. And Congress passed that, and La Plata became, in 2016, the first county in the nation to make that ask, to petition the FCC to say, can we find a home for our little orphan county here? And FCC's Media Bureau said, sure, we've evaluated it, and we think you should be able to see Denver television if the stations in Denver want to broadcast in La Plata County. Broadcasters in New Mexico, motivated by the prospect of potentially losing some of their market share, fought back and said, no, no, no. And the battle over what local news really means is that the broadcasters in New Mexico said, La Plata County in Durango and Montezuma have a lot more in common than have a lot more in common with Albuquerque and with New Mexico than they do Denver, which is actually further away and across the continental divide. We're here covering a community when big news breaks. What you really want is Broncos football. What you really want is statewide news generally, not really local news. So that's kind of what the fight has been about at the FCC. Our new Democratic Attorney General, Phil Weiser, is a former telecommunications attorney for the Department of Justice. He's taken it upon himself to really push the FCC. He met with the FCC's chairman, Ajit Pai, in March, and he said, look, do something about this. You should rule. You've been sitting on this too long. On June 13th, the FCC did make its ruling and agreed with La Plata County and said now Denver TV stations, if they can work with the two satellite providers, are allowed to beam their networks into La Plata County. And it would mean one less orphan county in the country.
Is there a chance that the Albuquerque TV stations could still find a way to fight this decision?
I don't know, but I think it's done. I think they've exhausted the appeal. They did appeal it. They made a good case, and the FCC was not receptive to their argument. Why they might, though, is because they are in the top 50 media markets in the country. They sit at about 46. If Denver comes in and competes with them, and the Albuquerque stations lose some of their market share, and Nielsen determines that they're out of the top 50 markets because of this, then they could actually lose some big money from advertisers. Being in the top 50 market is very attractive to large national advertisers. Being outside of that is not. It could have an economic impact on the Albuquerque broadcasters.
That's Corey Hutchins, instructor at Colorado College in Colorado Springs and writer for Columbia Journalism Review. How do people subscribe to your newsletter, Corey?
Sure. You can go to coloradoindependent.com. Look at the latest column that I wrote about the media, go to the bottom, and it'll show you how to subscribe to a weekly newsletter if you want to get the kind of inside scoop on the news, behind the news of what's going on in Colorado each week.